If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Boom, 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 boom. It's your girl.
Are you talking to me?
Which is French for the girl.
No, I thought you meant DJ was French for your girl.
No,
that would be DJ girl, which is a name.
By the way, I just intro the podcast with
of the girl.
I just intro the podcast by boom. It's your girl. It's your girl, Aaron. We are coming off 4 weeks of women we love, basically. And if you want to go check back the last four episodes, we're back to foolery now, because the last four episodes was amazingly hilarious, funniest woman I know, Missy Moreno, Suzanne Lawrence, and Heather Abraham. Three very funny people, all showbiz professionals. And then the last episode, we did TV Goat Moms, which sounds weirder than it is, but it's just the greatest of all time TV moms, so go check that out.
Goat Moms.
Yeah, right? It's your girl.
Is it?
Who says that? Jay-Z?
I don't know.
He says, it's your boy.
Aaron Brothers.
What up, fam?
I love... You kind of waited to say something.
Well, I mean... I
like that.
Yeah, I talked a little bit earlier.
You're waiting for the drop. You're waiting for the drop.
I got timing.
It's your girl.
After we hear the drop, I just always want to say an intro, Kid Mental, on the Wheels of Steel, which is not a real thing right now because there's a bunch of buttons in front of him.
Hey,
Wheels of Steel, it exists in the cloud now.
Yeah, right?
No, there's still
the
wheels.
Wheels of Steel in the cloud.
It's STILL wheels.
Huh?
Because there's still wheels, not steel wheels. Not Wheels of Steel.
You mean like the digital wheels on a DJing program?
See, look, they're going around.
Yeah, I understand that.
See that? That's a loop.
If you think that Jerome is sitting here, oh, sorry, aka Rome, aka Rome Daddy. Sorry, Kid Mental. I'm not allowed to use his Christian name and break his brand in public.
Don't nobody know who Jerome is. In fact, you know how many Joneses there are in this world?
How many
Joneses in this world?
I know Terry Jones.
How about Williams?
And Terry Jones, the other Terry Jones
and
who just died.
On top of all those Joneses, you got Jerome's.
Think about hyphenated Jones Williamses.
Jones Williams.
There might be Williams
exactly.
Jones.
Exactly. And Johns, which is a part of Jones.
Is it?
Yeah. I looked that up. Because Jones is technically shorter of Johns. J-O-N.
Sure.
It's just a plural John. That's all it is.
Well, now that you don't want anybody to know, you just broke down your entire full name. So
I could break some more down.
Kid Mental, guys. Aaron.
Aaron Crothers.
What up, fam? I just got deja vu.
What'd you say?
There was a hair in my microphone.
Ooh.
No, it wasn't.
What? I mean, accidentally.
No.
That wouldn't happen with my mics because my hair is so short.
Guys, I brought out the charcuteries for you.
Is that how you say it?
Now, look.
I thought it was charcuterie.
Is it cha?
Or is it charcuterie?
What do you think?
Charcuteries? I think that I'm not going to do anything.
Charcuteries?
I'm not going to do anything that would ever stop you from saying, yo, we got that charcuteries, because I think that is a lot better than what it actually should be.
I think so.
So you should keep doing it.
Charcuteries.
Yeah, charcuteries.
I like charcuteries.
Char-broiled ham.
Charcuteries.
On a brown board.
Charcuteries?
When you text me that there will be some here whenever I come over, that's how I hear it in my head now.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, that's how you say it.
It's charcuterie. The way you actually pronounce it.
Oh, snap. He's going to use his supercomputer in his pocket. Snap.
Charcuterie.
If my wife came out to me and was like, charcuterie, I'm like, yes, please. That is
can I take two?
That's going to be our new charcuterie. I mean,
voulez-vous charcuterie?
So me saying charcuterie is still kind of fun, though.
I don't ever change, man.
Yeah. Merci beaucoup. Merci.
Now, how would you say it as a normal human American? Or did I mess it up in your head now?
You messed it up in my head now. Like, it's like I can't. It's like now that I live in Pittsburgh, I can't say a certain baseball player's name without a deep, deep. In fact, I sound. It's such a deep Yinzer accent. It sounds like Myron Cope.
Charcuterie.
Yeah. Now that I live here, I can't say Honus Wagner without sounding like that.
Honus.
Honus Wagner.
Honus Wagner.
So now I'm just gonna say charcuteries.
Well, you know what? That's what we're getting into, because now I just want to talk about all these charcuterie plates. That's what I'm talking about.
Smoked meat.
Yep. Hey, go ahead, sing it.
When we come back from the break, can you lay down some hot guitars?
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 I don't have my guitars with me. Sorry.
Hot charcuterie. Hot charcuterie.
Big.
All right, I'm coming back. The intro's long enough, guys. I apologize.
Is it really, though?
No, it's going to be a whole intro episode.
Grown Dad Business with Aaron Cliver. Hey, that's my dad's name. Rate and review. Subscribe and share. About to get super dope.
Friends, hey, I just want to say thank you to everybody who is supporting the show, subscribing and sharing. Really, thank you for listening anywhere you listen, and because it means a lot, guys. It really does. I also just want to say thank you to our Patreon supporters. If you don't know what Patreon is, that's where you go on a website/app, and that would be patreon.com/AaronCliver, or download the Patreon app and look me up, Aaron Cliver. That's a way for you to support your creative artists. Every month you subscribe, and not only are you supporting your favorite creative artist, but we also give you stuff. You get early access to the show.
Early access.
You get exclusive beats from Kid Mental every week.
Exclusive beats.
You can make a playlist. Play them when you're jogging. I honestly listen to beats when I drive. I listen to beats when I work out sometimes. Sometimes when I work out. I listen. So, I mean, I love instrumental beats. And if you do, like Kid Mental and I do, check that out. We have that on there also. And we have the bonus post-show episode for most episodes only for Patreon supporters. So you get things. And it depends on
what was good, right?
That was good, right? That's what it's called. And I'll also send you crap. I have stickers and merch and special coupon codes. And I like to share that with you too, depending on how much you support us. But I just want to say thank you. Our most recent supporter, I want to give one a shout out to Justin. Justin.
Hey.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. I'm going to be sending you a couple things. I'm going to send Justin a couple things. I might send him a ransom note from my son. Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what you're going to get through Patreon?
Do it.
Also, if you go to growndadbusiness.com, which I hope works, because apparently it hasn't worked for a year and a half. I'm not even kidding, and it gives me
I just checked
anxiety.
It was working.
I know, right?
I know.
But no, if you go to growndadbusiness.com, you don't have to remember any of these things, because Patreon's on there. Also, our Grown Dad shirts that Kid Mental and I worked on together, all printed and made by Ink Division, locally owned in Braddock, PA, but services nationwide, the best t-shirts and apparel I've ever ordered. Go to ink-division.com, tell them Grown Dad Aaron sent you, and they might hook you up. It's going to be awesome. But no, guys, thank you. Thank you for supporting. Thanks for listening. Be kind, be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is too mellow. This is introspective. This is like an act in a third movie where it's like, here's everything we learned.
This is everything
that I'm going to take into the third act. Aaron Crothers.
Aaron Crothers.
I'm just thinking about cured meat, man.
Do you? Yeah, like, here's the thing. I just got into the I just got it. You okay over there?
I'm great.
I just got into the, what the, is this part of the music?
Yeah, this is the music.
Bam, 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 bam.
You're doing bam. Like a Tom Morello thing. You pull,
yeah.
You pull the cable out and you just use your thumb.
Yeah, yeah. Don't act like you never did that with your aux cable in your car. So I, here's the thing. So, yeah, this will be about charcuterie.
Is that what you want to talk about? Really? It's charcuterie, mother pupper?
Yeah.
Pupper oops.
Charcuterie. Look, I've just entered the charcuterie game.
Okay? Excusez-moi.
Charcuterie. Is it charcuterie? Should we play it again?
No.
Jeez, guys.
The whole time.
Guys.
Please play it. Play it again.
Guys.
Play it again. What? Well, you could talk too.
Charcuterie. It's a whole thing, guys. It's a whole charcuterie. I'm going to be dreaming about charcuterie, lady. Here's the thing. I just got into the charcuterie game, and right now I'm all basic meats and cheeses. Do you know what I mean? Also, Aaron, I'm not balling, okay? I apologize. Because I made a charcuterie board for my family. It's a nice little snack meal sometimes in the middle of the afternoon on a Saturday. And people started posting pictures of theirs. And I didn't know. I know there's some fancy charcuterie. But, like, it is a serious thing that I need to, like, really step up my game.
Well, at the base level, you've got your crackers, you've got your cheese, you got a little salami, a little pepperoni. You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. It's good. Okay. It's delicious. Throw a little mustard on it, you're good.
Yeah.
You can toss, my favorite thing to do is pickle some vegetables. Get some pickled peppers.
Yeah, pickled peppers. I know people have put olives on there.
Olives.
I hate olives with all my heart. Do you like olives?
I love olives.
Do you really?
Me and my kids love like those pickles. We get olives, but the olives with the garlic in the middle.
Ooh, okay.
Crunchy, crunchy. Ooh, it's really good.
I like Castel Ventrano olives.
Ooh.
They're completely round. They have the pits in them. They are a bright,
I'm learning
bright
all about
green, and I swear to God, they taste like. That tastes like olive butter. It's so delicious.
I don't
so
they, like so the don't, taste of olives.
No, so they don't have vinegar or nothing like preserving it.
I mean they're olives.
I want to taste the olive that's not like stuck in vinegar. I want to try an actual.
You can
like,
get them at the store. Castel Ventrano.
Okay.
Olives. They're the best olives that were ever olives.
I'm learning all about olives.
Some pickled onions and stuff like there. You know, like you can get super fancy with.
I feel like I'm at an age where I need to retry olives. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Like I haven't liked olives in a long time.
What didn't you like about them? That's just
gross taste. Like my brothers, we would get jars of them, and they would eat like handfuls out of the jars. I'm like, this is disgusting.
Crap, though. Yeah,
I just tried them. Like I tried them when I was a kid, and I hate them. And then people put them on pizza, and I was like, this is gross.
Black olives.
You like black olives on pizza?
Yeah,
I do.
Really?
Supreme. Give me a supreme pizza.
You know what? If it's on a supreme that a group of people ordered, you know what I mean? Like a pizza order.
Yeah.
Group pizza order.
You won't pick through it?
I won't pick it off.
You'll eat it?
Because, look, you can't taste it that much. Every once in a while, I'm like, what's that, an olive? Yeah. Ooh, what is that? But you know what? Now that you're talking, like, you're right.
For our charcuterie, I'll go to either Trader Joe's. Oh, no, I'll go to Aldi's. And they got this smoked Alaskan salmon.
So you can put salmon on the charcuterie?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yes.
I put that on my crackers because I don't eat meat. We don't eat pork. So
what's a good olive for me to really try out on the charcuterie?
That's the next podcast, man. We should all bring our favorite olives.
What?
Yeah.
If we do a successful podcast on olives, I should win an award.
Yeah. No, I think we can do it.
We should win an award. Guys, have you ever heard of a podcast about charcuterie?
I just hate the pits. I hate the pitted olives because it's like I throw it in my mouth. I can't throw it in my mouth. I got to like chew around the seed. Chewing around the seed.
With the pits in
it. With the pit.
I don't mind it at all.
Because I just want to throw it in my mouth and go, yum, yum, yum. But it's like, I got to like throw it in my mouth and be cautious.
Patience is a virtue.
It is, this, definitely is, but not with olives.
Weird conversation.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it's there's like multiple pronunciations, and it's really messing me up here.
Charcuterie. The best.
Isn't it French though? So it's
the best cured meats I've ever had in my entire life. Oh, we're here in Pittsburgh.
Cured meat.
Yeah,
yeah.
Charcuterie, like this, like a place that specializes in stuff. It is.
Yeah.
It is called Morcia. It is in Lawrenceville. It is very expensive.
Oh, I've seen that place.
It is absolutely 100% worth every damn penny.
So what, they like make like a custom plate for you?
No, they have like aged like Iberian ham leg.
Well,
it's incredible.
So, I mean, to not sound like idiots, because I just sound like a fat idiot talking about a French word, but I did not know that it's specifically about the meats.
Yeah.
It is.
It's, yeah, it's about, it, like, you know, before we had refrigerators, and you're just making meats that lasted long as cheese.
But as Americans, we have Americanized it to a lot of other things.
Yeah.
So it, but that's where it came from, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? But, like, and it's still, from what, I, too, like, it's still like a meal. Like, it's a, yeah. Which is why, you
can put,
you know,
some chorizo with it from France, from Spain, you know?
Okay. That's actually not a bad
chorizo,
idea.
Chorizo, but I don't eat pork, so.
Chorizo.
Chorizo. Well, chorizo. That's how y'all say it. Chorizo.
Well, here's the thing, too. Like, then in Europe, they added fruit to it and some, you know, raw fish.
That's what I do.
And you know, now they were saying that, like, oh, yeah, like, in the summertime, it, you know, a charcuterie is a lunch for a family. And I'm like, you know what? Let's do that. So, like, yesterday, my family, we just, you know. It's like eating lunch meat.
Yeah, that's what we do. For
you know,
our,
and it's like a little bit healthier than eating. You know, the is it eating the sliced lunch meat? It's still it sliced. Salami.
I mean, it's still salty meat. Yeah,
it's no better.
It is no better.
And then you got crackers on top of
just
it
because of the amount of salt and
oh, you're right. Oh my god,
stuff, yeah. So,
you're right.
Like, but
it
we,
is a nice snack.
What
I can sit out
house,
on the table.
We add like a lot of vegetables and fruit. Yeah. So I'll go get some mangosteens, or like what a the little
slice
ones.
Up,
what do you call
slice
them?
Up some apples.
Dried fruit is a great
but
idea.
You gotta get grapes, the you gotta you get know? The Granny Smiths though. It gotta be sour apple, so you can mix it with the cheddar. Like the cheddar with the sourness. Whew, it's nice. Don't get no Red Delicious. Mm. Some grainy nasty. I'm sorry, I just don't like Red Delicious. Do you like Red
Delicious?
Yeah,
I think that this is. I think that all apples are worthy apples.
I have
this
no
is going down a path, and that I think just the face you just made. Some what happened to you, man? What apple hurt you?
I just think like I think I had.
Yeah, why you hate Granny?
Like Honey Crisps are cool, but like if they're too sweet. And you got a really deep cheddar. It just the flavor. It throws.
You know what,
guys? I gotta ask you a question.
When I ate apples,
I got a question.
He's not wrong about the apple and the cheddar.
Well, hold on.
What?
I'm starting to realize every time I'm on this podcast, we end up talking about food.
Beaches are
okay.
Is this some sort of like recurring fat joke?
Do you? Okay,
you are laying.
Yes. Can we just point out
capsized on the couch? What are you talking about? Why are you
assuming that your back is your good half where all the passengers are? What? Yeah, you are laying down like you're.
This is my new podcast position.
This
man.
Is fine. Like, I'm fine with it.
Out of the last 14 days, Suzanne has been gone for at least half of it.
Suzanne! By the way, Aaron Lawrence. Carruthers and is Suzanne Lawrence's husband.
I keep telling you, it's DJ Suzanne Lawrence's husband. I'm trying to get my name out of
DJ Suzanne Lawrence, husband.
DJ, and it's all one word, Suzanne Lawrence's husband.
Bam, 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 bam. Suzanne Lawrence.
And I'm just really tired. I'm really tired and everything hurts, man. Like when we finally got home last night, I had to carry Molly in from the house.
Yeah.
Or to the house from the car.
Yeah.
Like by the time... We had to park because it was late. I had to park down at the end of my block.
Oh, damn.
Because Suzanne left her car in the off-street parking.
Suzanne!
Before she left for the airport.
And you were sweating like a hot charcuterie tray.
By the time my fat ass got upstairs and got that kid into bed, I was like, shoes off. Roll over, kid. I'm
you know?
With you.
You know?
Like, I just didn't want to move.
I
would
have did
hurts.
The same thing.
Like, I am not cut out for single dad.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know what? I know some dads that do that, and you know, oh my gosh, I'm like, I am not that person, and I feel bad that I'm not sometimes.
Well, I feel like,
but my wife is the toddler whisperer. She's like, I'm like,
toddler whisperer.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we've had a great time, but I've just expended every amount of energy that I have. Like, Suze is coming back tonight, and I'm gonna tell you what, I am ready.
Hmm. Yeah, I know. Yeah, because you know, when you have to do it yourself, you realize you're like, oh, what you're missing with your partner.
I'm going to bring it back around, though.
Yeah,
I might have more energy and be better at this if I ate less smoked meat.
Yeah. By the way, I just read something hilarious that I'm in. I'm totally on board. This is so. So charcuterie is basically named after the person that does it. Did you know that?
The Lord of Charcuterie?
It's the charcuteur. The charcuteur. The charcuteur? The charcuteur. The charcuteur. Which translates as pork butcher, which is also my nickname in high school.
I am the pork butcher.
I am the pork butcher. Pork. Is that your name on the streets?
That's my name on the streets.
You can just call me charcuter.
Who are you?
I am just a...
You sound like a merchant from Madrid.
I am just
Yeah, so that was... I thought that was kind of interesting.
I think that's awesome.
But here's the thing. So the meats that they use for the charcuterie, it is called force meats. Did you know that?
Force meats?
Pork.
Yeah.
Meats.
So it's a Star Wars reference in charcuterie. Charcuterie. That's right. Force meats. Exactly. That's what I said to my wife on wedding night, trying to get this force meat. I don't know what.
Oh,
what?
Oh my.
That deserves. Whoa. I thought he was going to cricket or dope me.
I'm going home.
I showed up in a Jedi robe with nothing underneath. That's what I did. No. Okay. That was, you know what? I should have just let it go. So it's called force meat because it's, you know, it's the ground lean emulsified. With fat. Yeah, now we're getting into kitchen business here. So.
Yeah, baby.
Think he was referencing your bedroom jokes, but hey, that's.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Why?
Oh, yeah, that is grown talk. That is grown talk. grown talk.
No.
Yeah, I didn't realize like sausages, that's force meat.
It's sausages.
It's come force on. Meat.
Sausages.
Force meat.
Sausages. With a side of.
Okay, are you ready to read this sentence? Because I'm just Wikipedia in this
ish. Memmy read this.
Memmy read a sentence? Listen, I just want to read this sentence on Wikipedia. In the U.S. usage, there are four basic styles of force meat. Boom. Take that to the bank. We got 4,000. Straight force meats are produced by progressively grinding equal parts pork and pork fat.
Grinded.
With a third dominant meat.
Ooh, yeah.
This is great. This is so interesting. Force meats, bro. But force meat is not sausage? What? There's so many kinds.
Get your force meats.
This is great. So now, when I saw people post their charcuteries, I was like, well, we need to like step up our games.
Pop people post.
So now I want to go for the little pickles. Go get little tiny pickles. Maybe we'll get some.
Yeah, we get the baby
olives.
You can pickle. Do you like onions?
Yeah.
Pickle your own onions, man. Those are really good. Put those on top. Put a couple of those on top.
That's, little pickled onions.
Yeah. Pickled onions.
My friend from high school, she's amazingly talented, tall, beautiful, Natasha. You know what I'm talking about. She's a listener. She is single-handedly helped me graduate high school. but she now has her own business. And she's like a, you know, event planner, whatever. She sent me a picture of this charcuterie where she basically covered an entire island with a charcuterie. Am I saying this right? Because I'm
just
saying charcuterie.
Expensive. It just looks like it's expensive.
Well, it was like a party. You know, it was a party that she did.
So expensive.
But like she basically covered this entire thing with like wax paper and just covered the whole countertop. It was dope, man. It was dope.
Wax paper?
It was dope. No, but there was like little stations almost.
Oh, I see.
So it was like little things here and then little things over there. But the whole thing was, I was like, that is like, I want to kind of do that.
Charcuterie.
Can you do me a favor when you go in to edit this podcast? Can you just put a little like bell that dings every time one of us says that word?
Charcuterie.
Ding.
No, don't do that. There'll be too many. There'll be too many. People will be like, I can't handle it.
You've said it 173 times.
But
so
what do you
far.
Say?
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it anymore. Oh, damn it.
I don't know if you ever heard me do stand-up. I repeat myself a lot.
A lot.
Okay, you don't have to repeat me like
well,
that.
Well, no, I was saying.
Because then it makes it feel real.
I was thinking like.
I was half kidding.
Oh, okay.
No, I do speak half in circles. Kidding. I know that.
Charcuterie.
When I was when I was editing my comedy special, yeah, that's right, my comedy special.
Oh yeah.
Which you know what? Might have some news about my comedy special, guys. There is work going on my comedy special, but one of the things is I noticed working with an editor. They were like, "Do you want me to edit this out? Because you already said that." And I was like, "No,
no,
it's part of my charm.
I was supposed to say
I repeat
it again.
Myself because my brain is broken. Thank you. I've been punched too many times by grown-ups." Anyway,
and then you turn back to him and say, "Yeah, yeah, take it out."
Yeah, no, for real, because I sound like a crazy person.
take it out.
I want to step up my game. I even the charcuterie game. Yeah, I'll say it anyway. When the charcuterie game. I love it so much that I told my wife, Erin, that I want to bring back a. We used to have a large adult New Year's Eve party. And with stand up, you can't be.
He said
know.
A large adult, so
yeah,
large. So all the little adults are not invited. So that means I'm not invited.
Oh yeah, you're not invited.
That's messed up.
Yeah, so it's like me and
it's
Erin, and then
adults.
Jerome and all of our wives will go somewhere else. All our hot wives.
Yeah. At this point, it's just the large adult party.
Hold on a second.
It's just a large adult.
I just I just thought about it. If it's a large adult New Year's Eve party and it's just me and Erin eating tons of charcuterie, I am in. F everybody else.
Pickles,
brother.
Olives.
I love you. I'm in.
Yeah. Knuckles, bro.
This is. I think I just planned New Year's Eve, but
you're
actually
listening to Grown Dad Business.
Thank you, Todd. Listen, Todd just reminded me that I'm a comedian and I can't do that on New Year's Eve because that'd be a waste of time and money.
Oh yeah, New Year's Eve.
But the charcuterie inspiration made me think. I told my wife, I go, what kind of party could we have? Now, I want to bring back a summer party because we talk about barbecuing enough, right? So I want to do a summertime party, but I think I want to do a Christmas party.
You actually said the B.
I want to do a real Christmas party. We had
enunciated the B in barbecue.
You had a little Christmas party
barbecue.
This year.
Barbecue.
Yeah, we had a little grown dad. We had a grown dad Christmas party this
Did
year
we?
With the kids. Remember?
No, I don't remember that.
We wrapped each other up in Christmas trees. Remember?
That was last year. That was 2019, not 2020.
Oh Jesus!
We're
Christ
not even. Shut up. Who do you think you are?
You're out. But go
who
in the corner.
Do you think
go in the
you
corner
are?
And think about what you just did.
Mr. Large Adult Party.
Yeah, is there a button I can push to put you in timeout?
Never gonna let it love.
I'm installing a trap door over there.
Mr. Burns trap door.
Ooh, yeah.
Send him to the hounds.
Goody.
I was like, I don't want to do a charcuterie, in the summertime.
Ding.
So the summertime party is the barbecue, for sure. That's the barbecue party.
Oh, he said barbecue this time.
Yeah, barbecue.
Hey, Erin. Yep. I mean, Crothers. Do you say, how do you say your mom's sister?
Aunt.
Yeah, boy. Thank you. I was just
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Unless,
I would say that is my aunt. But if I were saying her name, I would say that is my aunt.
I agree. That's what I was doing.
What
this
the
is
hell?
My,
yeah.
This is my Aunt Martha.
Whoa.
That lady over there is my aunt.
The only way that I say aunt is if her name
they're white.
Is Annie.
And if they're white.
Or Anne. Like if it's Auntie Anne
I will
or
say,
Auntie Annie, that's the only way I say it. But other than that, it's aunt.
Not to bring race into this, but for some reason, every single black person I ever have known have said aunt.
But the crazy thing
why
about
is
it is...
Why do white people say aunt?
Because you guys don't say... Hey, I mean, y'all don't say... How do you say haunt? How do you say daunt?
Haunt?
Exactly. It's spelled with an A-U. It's not a.
I don't think you're
for
wrong.
For you to argue, I don't think you're wrong either. But you're basically, if you make that kind of argument about the English language, you're going to drive yourself insane.
Our language is
so screwed up.
Yeah, good point. Thanks.
It is.
The English language is so screwed up.
It is,
up.
But like still, that like those, there is no word other than.
Do you know why other languages are so hard to learn?
because they're not
they
screwed
have
up.
Rules.
Oh yeah, we don't care
because we can't.
Our words have so many different meanings.
Like, we can't fathom those rules because it is our English is thunderdome.
It's ridiculous.
Did you know
we have every language in our language?
Also well, the English language. It's not only the hardest to learn to speak. It's the hardest to learn to write. It's also the hardest accent to learn as an actor. Did you know that?
Oh yeah.
And English is the only accent also which that has like over 40 different regional
like dialects.
Yeah, regional dialects. Where sure, English has like six. Where like, British like, has like six.
American,
I'm sorry, American English.
English. Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's,
British
yeah.
English literally has like maybe four or five.
That is just patently false.
No. I'm saying currently, but you could like historically.
No. I mean currently like.
No, but like basic.
I'm like such an Anglophile.
Okay. I know what you're saying. Without boring the balls off of people.
I want to hear what Crothers has to say. I want to hear.
I know what he means.
But I don't.
I'm just saying, like, there's a ton of regional dialects in England. But the thing is there are, if you talk about, like, American accents. Yeah. Like,
you mean American.
I was born in Kentucky.
Right.
I grew up in West Virginia.
So and you, the, yo, the, and so
like,
many,
and I'm talking like within like an hour and a half of each other. Chicago. There's five goddamn accents between those two places,
right? Yep.
Like up I-64, and some of them are just impenetrable.
And like here, like Pittsburgh, it's literally Pittsburghese is only here. Like you go a little bit out of your bubble, and you guys don't speak this.
Pittsburghese
reaches all the way to Johnstown.
Yeah, right.
And that's it.
Even I can't say Johnstown. It's Johnstown.
Hey, I'm from Youngstown, and I'm only an hour away from you, and I'd never heard of Pittsburghese till I moved here.
You know what's fascinating about the this turns into
it's a Johnstown.
We should do a whole episode on accents. We should save that. That's amazing.
How you say downtown?
Downtown.
You say how you say downtown?
Downtown.
How does the Pittsburghese say downtown?
Downtown. What are you talking about? We'll just bring my mom in here.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's do an episode about this.
We should. This is good.
But I don't know. I don't want your mom to ever think that we're making fun of you. Mom's a kick-ass lady.
I 100% make fun of my mom's voice all the time.
I don't think she's going to take it that way.
My mom comes in. She's like, what you staying for dinner tonight? And I'm like, oh, my God, Mom.
I'm also pretty sure that your mom would, like, absolutely have no qualms with, like, beating.
Oh, no. She'd slap your beard off your face.
Yeah.
She's mad at you. She'd slap you in the mouth.
And she's a tiny little lady, too.
Oh, my mom. When I was a piece of garbage teenager.
Piece of garbage.
There it is. When I was a piece of garbage teenager, she close-fisted me, like punched me in the face. Oh, yeah.
Right in a kisser.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, damn. She's a little fire cat.
Hell, she
That's
she
where
is.
She's fire cat.
OG
and
Fire
my daughter,
cat?
Yeah, she's OG Fire Cat, and then my grandma is the original OG Fire Cat.
So is she teaching your daughter her fist style?
My gram, my mom, and my little one, Lil Fire Cat, are Lil all Fire in the line of Fire Cats. Like, every single one of them is a fiery little woman.
Nice. Yep. That's good.
Yeah, it is. It is good.
Smoked meats.
Oh, really? Are we going back to smoke meat? I thought you guys were talking about
because. Ding.
Charcuterie.
You know, Charcuterie. You said smoke meats. That's not the word. That's not the phrase I thought you guys were going at first. Because
it's cured meats. I shouldn't say smoked meat. It's like these.
Yeah, it's cured.
Specific way of curing.
Yeah, when you're talking about a girl that's really nice and you want her to smoke your meat, that's a whole different story.
Jerome!
I'm just saying smoke meat. That's what I thought y'all was taught at first. But then,
no.
So then when I got here, I was like, oh, you guys were talking about
smoked salmon
charcuterie.
You know us better than to think that when we brought up the word smoked meat,
Amen.
We were thinking of anything sexual.
I didn't even say anything.
Actually, because if we're talking about real smoked meats, there is a little sexuality in there because it's kind of sexy and good, too.
It is good.
Guys, we've derailed. We're canceled. The show's canceled. We lost all of our sponsors.
I'm really glad to be here for the death knell
it's
of
the
this
last
podcast.
Episode.
Are you guys blaming me without blaming me? Thanks.
I mean, really, I'm the variable here, so it's probably my fault.
Guys, this episode has been a blast. It is officially sponsored by the new scent by Aaron and Aaron.
Smoked meats.
No! It's charcuterie.
Oh, charcuterie.
I can't. You bamboozled my joke, which was even funnier.
What you said.
No, it is so... You totally fat played us. I was like trying to make a funny joke and you were on board, and then you bamboozled me mid-bit insult us.
I thought it was right.
No, that's good. I love how I was like, we came up with a new scent you guys can wear to church. It's called Smoke Meats. And you got to say it all one word too, Aaron. Smoke Meats. Smoke Meats. I'm trying to think of, there are a couple Kentuckys. Yeah.
A couple Kentuckys?
I had to learn a Kentucky accent.
North and South Kentucky?
Hey, I went on three callbacks for a television show to learn a Kentucky mountain accent, and then I never got it. Isn't that fun?
That sounds fun.
I'm related to the McCoys.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh, fancy.
No.
Guys, this show
Kentucky as you get.
Was brought to you by the McCoys and the new scent by Aaron and Aaron. Charcuterie.
You're listening to Grown Dad Business.
Thank you, Todd.
Wait, is that Todd?
Yeah, sure.
Todd Glass.
Oh.
You know Todd Glass?
What's up, Todd?
Todd Glass is one of the most well-known charcutiers that I have ever met. Actually, out of a lot of comedians that I know that Todd Glass would love a well-organized, beautiful charcuterie board.
Next time he's around.
I am. Well, absolutely. Now that I think about it.
We need to have him on to talk about forced meats.
I would have too much anxiety to prepare a charcuterie board for Todd.
I'd do it.
It was, first of all, he would ask me if I wore gloves.
And I would.
I'm going to do it for him. That is a great gesture for friends. Isn't it comfortable to show up and you see a board of meats and cheeses and crackers and sauces and dips?
You know why? Because you know that even if you did do that on a regular basis, nobody's going to think that you did it on a regular basis.
Right.
Nobody thinks that you just like.
Oh, but I do.
I know you do. I know you do. But the outside world, like if somebody were just to come over and see that, they'd be like, they did that special for me. And
I was like, oh no, we've been eating this since 9 a.m. This is a refill board. Have you ever had one of those days with a charcuterie?
All day long.
We'd be like, what? The charcuterie board's empty? Chop it up again.
Chop it up.
Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
And please buy the new scent.
Charcuterie.
Grown dad business. 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 Business.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.